hore 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 ha hore 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 ha hore 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 ha hore 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 ha bam 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 hore 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 hore. Hey everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm here.
And welcome to the show. How's everybody doing?
Good, good. I see Jack's giving an early disclaimer that he's just showing up.
Just showing up.
I watched all the videos.
I'm excited because usually Jack just wings it, but he watched all the videos this time.
I want to know if they brought in a special crab for a few of them to play with, or was that a stunt crab?
Yes, I noticed that crab.
Was it the same crab? I need to know these questions.
Many of my notes feature that crab as well. This poor crab, I mean.
Well, I don't think they could add the no crabs were harmed during the filming of this scene to the end of the credits of this.
And I like the direction. Yeah, walk away from the camera. Walk away from the camera.
So those that maybe have never been or listened to one of our preview shows before, before each season, Jack, Colleen, and I watch the videos, kind of the Meet the Cast videos. They're on YouTube or they're on CBS.com if you want to watch them as well if you haven't yet. But I don't think you need to experience the show. We will break down the
have to watch them.
We will break down the cast list from CBS.com, and what we'll do is we'll talk a little bit about them, and then we'll decide if we think they will be out pre-merge, after the merge, or make it to the final three. And each level, get a point if we are right. So if that person gets out pre-merge, whether Colleen, Jack, or I predicted they would be out, we get a point, and so forth, and so forth. And these points are part of the final tally game. Now, I don't know if we did it last year, but did we do 1 point for pre-merge, 2 points for merge, and 3 points for final three? Did we make that change to it?
Oh, God.
Did we weight it differently?
I remember it was terrible how we did it.
Okay. Jack, you're mumbling. If you want to criticize
my point
game. I said it was
terrible however we did it. It was just, it's the worst point system in the world.
Also part of the fun of our tally game is Colleen and Jack complaining about it the whole time.
Yeah, well, your way sucks.
So
not the whole time. 99% of the time.
Exactly.
Well, without any further ado.
Hey,
yes.
Wait, my biggest question is, does the winner this year get a crab?
As long as you don't get crabs.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I make no guarantees.
Well, this just got awkward now.
So before we get into the thick of this, I want to thank people that make this show possible, our patrons over at patreon.com/JayandJack. All of the podcasts on the Jay and Jack Network are listener supported. 90% of the funding that goes to what makes everything operate, as well as all the money to all the different podcasters that are on our network, comes from you, the listener. So thank you so much. If you'd like to contribute today, you can go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link, or go straight to patreon.com, patreon.com/jayandjack to become a patron today. Whether you give a dollar all the way on up, there's different levels at each thing, so it's a lot of fun. It's a great community. There's an exclusive Facebook page, exclusive podcast. So we give back for what you give to us. So thank you. And without any further ado,
except crabs,
let's jump into this cast. Now this is heroes versus healers versus hustlers. So we're doing the 3v3 kind of thing this year. This is the third time we've had it, right? Or actually, no, fourth. We've had two brains, bronze beauties. We've had blue collar, white collar, no collar, and now we have heroes versus healers versus hustlers. So
I almost said we have millennials versus Gen Xers, but that was cute.
Speaking of tired, are we tired of this type of dynamic, or do we think there's still some gas left in this thing? Jack, what do you think?
Depends on how the season plays out. If they're interesting, it works. If they're not, then it doesn't. it's just as simple as that. I mean, if these people are boring, and I'm not judging by their videos, but if they're interesting and they play the game the right way, and we'll see what happens. But if there's 7,000 immunity idols, who knows?
Yeah. Colleen, what are your thoughts?
I like the three-tribe format, so I'm down.
Okay. Well, without any further ado, let's jump into the Lavu tribe.
You didn't give an opinion.
No, I mean, I'm fine with that. I'm along for the ride. I think there is some interesting cast members here. We talked a bit about it with Mike for our preview show for our Stranger Things podcast with Jay, Jack, and Mike, where it seems like a lot of people are really nitpicky about being organized, or they're cranky when they're hungry.
He's talking about Mike Bloom, by the way.
Name drop. But yeah, no. So
you dropped it. I just picked it up.
I've met him, by the way.
You've met Mike Bloom? He's a cool guy. He's a cool cat. But anyway, so yeah, I think this season has the potential to be good. But you never know with a new cast, you know. It all depends on how it all plays out. Without any further ado, let's jump into the first tribe here, Lavu tribe, which is the Heroes tribe. It is composed of Ben Drybergen, Alan Ball, John J.P. Hislebeck. Chrissy Hofbeck, Ashley Nolan, and Katrina Radke.
Easy for you to say.
I know. We'll start out with Alan Ball.
Maybe just stick with first names.
Alan Ball, the former NFL player I've never heard of. Jack, you're more of the NFL fan. I'm a former NFL fan. Do you remember Alan Ball?
Name sounds familiar, but I didn't take the time to look him up.
But based on his video... I liked him. I thought a charming personality. I think the fact that he isn't like a super recognizable NFL player will let him fly under the radar. And he seems to be pretty well-rounded and has pretty good social skills. I liked him a lot. In terms of order for who's going what, I'll go first since I kind of just took the lead here. And I'm going to say he is... a final three. He's one of my final three picks.
Wow.
Colleen, what are your thoughts?
No, but first I had a hard time because Alan Ball was the name of my 7th and 8th grade social studies teacher, so...
Oh my god, me too.
Really?
No.
Oh. So you know him.
So I know him.
I know him!
Just like Santa. But no, I liked him. I thought he was very well spoken. My only concern, though, was he said that he wanted to fly under the radar, blah, blah, blah. But then he mentioned how he was concerned about his temper when he got hungry.
Yeah.
That scared me, too.
He said he loves his wife and he's cranky at her when he doesn't eat. So he's going to do people he doesn't love. That was a little bit of a scary statement.
That was kind of almost a turn. That was like he's giving his.
Is that a turn off for you, Jack?
It's scary if you're going to pick someone, and obviously you want to win Mr. Krabs, so you want to win the championship. Do I take a chance and take Mr. Cranky Pants over here?
Right, right.
Because he's not going to be eating. Can you imagine he doesn't win the challenge, and it's a food reward challenge? He might kill everybody on the island.
So
I don't know.
We don't have a name for the champion of each season of the tally game. Should we make it the Mr. Crab Cup or just Mr. Crab?
King Crab.
I think Mr. Crab. I think
Mr. Crab. I think that's what we go with.
Mr. Crab, no, because I can find a Mr. Crab from Krabby Patty or from SpongeBob.
Ooh, Krabby Patties, those are the best.
And Mr. Crab is the new trophy for whoever wins the tally game. So there you go. It's happened here, folks, live on the show. So Colleen, sorry, I'd continue.
Okay, so I think he has a couple of things going against him, and that is the former sports player. If he can't Jeff Kent it and fly under the radar for a little while, the hunger thing that he gets crabby when he gets hungry, Anyway, Jay's giving me the wrap it up here. So I think that there's a good chance that he could make the merge because he's also an athlete, so they'll probably want to keep him around for a little while in challenges. So I'm going to say merge.
Merge, okay. Action Jackson, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, keeping the strong and the athletic people around through the merge always worked for me in the past, but now it seems like they cut them off. But one thing I noticed in this video, watching all the videos, almost all of them seem like they're athletic. I mean, it didn't seem like any of them were like, you know, like they couldn't, you know, swim, or one guy gets to learn how to swim. But I'm going to go with he makes the merge. I think as long as he can fly under the radar, as long as they get him some food the first 12 days, he'll be fine, but the temper thing does scare me. Because there's a reason why they put that in there.
So you're saying merge?
I'll say merge.
Okay.
He seems like he's smart. He seems like he's competitive. He seems like he's, like you said, flying under the radar. So, like I said, it just the tempered thing scares me, but I'll say merge.
Okay. Let's move on to the next person here. We got Ben Drybergen, 34, Boise, Idaho. 3 years of Scribe You, hilarious, strong-willed, and motivated. Why do you think you'll survive, Scribe? Because I've survived and overcome so many situations. I've met so many different people with different personalities. My social game is on point, and my leadership and survival skills have been tried, tested, and proven. So this is the guy that, you know, was in the military, went to Iraq, came home, lives in Idaho from San Diego, or stationed in San Diego. A couple of San Diego connections.
Yeah.
But what are your thoughts here, Colleen? I'll let you kick it off since I went first.
Okay, so first of all, I thank you for your service. And second of all, I don't think he's going to make the merge.
Woo!
I did enjoy the B-roll footage, though, of him climbing the rocks.
He did pretty good. I was barefoot.
Yeah, and swinging bats and belly flopping into the water and all that fun stuff. But he didn't really seem to me like somebody that gets along with a whole lot of people. And plus, he kind of had that whole, like, well, my wife puts up with my attitude and she gave me these, you know, two great kids, so... So I feel like this is going to be one of those cases where he works harder around camp than some other people and isn't going to get along so well. So I'm going to say pre-merge.
Okay. Action Jackson, what are your thoughts?
That was another tone, you know, through all the videos that the people don't get along with people, but and they have opinions. I'm going to say merge just because he did say his wife changed him. If he was kind of just floating through life and didn't really have any direction, but his wife and his kids, he's there for his kids, so maybe he'll keep it in check, and I'm going to say merge.
Merge? I think merge. Okay, I'm going to agree with you that, Jack, I think sometimes some former military, they'd be a little more strict and rigid. I feel like he had a little bit more loosey-goosey go with the flow in him, where I think maybe he could balance a bit of both, where he could kind of maybe have what that military training brings to you, but then also being a bit more flexible in the social game and things like that. So I think he can make it to the merge. Because a lot of the people here have just certain A-type personality traits that may deem them not, you know, primed to win the show. So given that most of the people on this season have something like that, I'm going to say he can at least make the merge.
All right.
Okay, so two pre-merges and a merge?
No, just you pre-merge, and then Jack and I merges.
Okay.
Drybergen. All right, let's go to John J.P. Hislebeck. Outgoing, adventurous, and romantic. After watching the show, I've always told myself I could do that. I love being outdoors and elements, but most of all, it's the challenges and adventure that I thrive the most. You not only have to be athletic, smart, but able to read people as a firefighter. I feel that gives me an advantage. When we go on medical calls, we have to pick apart the problem and figure out what's wrong so we can treat the patient. I feel that with my athletic ability and personality, I will be the final survivor.
He lacks confidence. That's what I have trouble with him. Am I first on this one?
Jack, yes, you are first.
That's a firefighter, right?
That is correct.
I'm going to say, I don't know why, I'm going to say he is pre-merge. I don't know why, I'm just saying pre-merge.
Okay. All right. Colleen, what do you think?
It's your turn.
Oh, it is my turn, darn it. I'm going to say pre-merge as well. It's just a feeling. I don't really have too much really to base it off of. I just don't see him being the type of person that can last a while.
That's what she said.
Colleen, what do you think?
Oh, I totally think he's going to be final three.
Whoa, final three. Colleen's first final three pick of the podcast.
Oh.
I do.
So why? Why final three for you?
I don't know. He just had like such a positive, sensitive video. And like I got a good vibe. Like they threw in the part about the rescue dog. And he cares about the cause with his sister who has the autoimmune disease. And he's going to donate that money to her foundation if he wins. So, I don't know. I say final three.
So, he's got the good
story set up.
Yeah.
All of the money or just some of it?
Well, I think he said, he said he was going to donate a good portion of it.
A good portion. A good $10,000.
A good portion of the, you know, I only got $6,000 after taxes.
He was also the only one who, like, looked down at the crab, like, considered it and then sort of like he thought better of it.
Well, he might have been like the eighth person with this one poor crab, and the crab was ticked off at this point. Like, next person comes near me, chop, chop.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, all right, so there you go.
I also feel like I owe it to our listener, JP, to put this JP in the final three.
Oh, ooh, that even rhymed.
Hashtag JPF3, JPF3.
And for those that don't maybe remember or don't remember, we each only get three final three picks in this game because of math. But also it challenges us to really hone in if we just keep throwing around final threes all over
the
place.
Yeah, you got to take this serious.
Yeah, and let's be honest,
we don't mess around.
And we don't count out merge or pre-merge, so.
That's way too much math. That's way too much math. This next up here is Chrissy Hoffbeck from Burdensville, New Jersey. Three words to describe her: mushy, happy, and efficient. I am smart, level, and driven. People like me, a combination that has led to great success. I get along with everyone, work hard, and always think I can do it. All right, so it's my first pick here, and I'm saying she is a pre-merge. The whole being way too much about math. I was like, I was told there was no math on this show. Just I didn't get a good vibe from Miss Chrissy. I apologize, Chrissy. You seem like a nice person. Kudos for you and all of your accomplishments, but I don't think she has what it takes to win the game. So I'm saying pre-merge for Miss Chrissy.
Well, as the person here that was just like, yay, math, I will go with merge.
Okay, all right. Anything else? That's fine.
No, I liked her from her interview. Okay. So she gave me nice feelings, so
she gave me good feelings. Jack.
She's the one that said she cries, right?
No.
That's a different one.
Oh, she might have said that she cried, but she's not the one that was like made a big deal about crying.
Yeah.
Okay, then no. She's the one that said she gets upset when men don't think she deserves her job, right? Is that what she said?
Yes.
I think if she can get the women on her side, she could be final three. So I'm going to put her in final three.
Final three, Jack's first final three pick. Okay.
It all adds up, I'm telling you.
Okay.
I see what you did
there.
Nicely
done. Math jokes. All right, next up here is Ashley Nolan, Satellite Beach, Florida. She's a lifeguard with a sunburn. Impressive, tough, and hilarious. If you're not first, you're last, and I refuse to be last. I've never given up or settled for second best at anything in my life. I know that my body is capable of way more than the average human, and mentally I have the strong will, stubbornness, and confidence to ensure that I'll be there at the end. Being the sole survivor is what is meant for my life. Next. Colleen.
Me. I am going with pre-merge. and the reasoning being, I'm trying to find her in my notes since these are a little out of order, is A, how is she always on the beach as a lifeguard and that sunburn? That was outstanding to me.
I talked with Mike Bloom before this show. He said that they gave them sunscreen and it's so, like, I guess it's just that time of year where even if you have it, you still get burnt. Just to give her a little bit. But they all seem to have some varying degrees of sunburns.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. She Googled how to be a lifeguard. Or she Googled cool jobs or whatever. So good on her. But I noticed that she really likes to pick up stuff. And that B-roll footage bored me so much that I was like, pre-merge. Pre-merge. Okay. I'm such a jerk sometimes.
Jack, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't know why, but I'm agree with Colleen pre-merge. She just comes across as someone who might rub people the wrong way.
Well, she says she hates losing and being secondary to a male,
yeah,
which
so
is not.
Rub-
yeah, I mean, that's not a bad quality to not, you know, be like.
In life
that's
not
too,
a bad
but.
Quality, but when you're stuck with people for 39 days.
Yeah, and if she's on a tribe with Alan after 6 days when he's starving, who knows what's going to happen?
Well, I mean, this is a tough thing for all the heroes, because all the heroes are going to be kind of like, you know, type A. Don't settle for less, you know, they always got to succeed. type personalities.
Which is, you know, you again, that's what you want people in life. You want to be surrounded by them, but not when you're stuck with them.
Yep. I'm going to say merge just because I like the flexibility.
Bored you as much as
No. That's she had a desk job. She was kind of fulfilled. She switched careers. That agility, I think, is useful in the game. So I'm going to say merge.
Is she a beach lifeguard, a pool lifeguard?
Beach.
Is she like a lake lifeguard?
No, she's like, hold on, I can tell you. I wrote it down. She kind of reminded me of like the Baywatch, the movie kind of lifeguard.
I didn't see the movie.
She's an ocean rescue lifeguard captain.
Oh, captain.
All right, next up here is Katrina Radke. Through a scriber, her adventurous, tenacious, charismatic, and why do you think you'll survive Survivor? Because I can win. I know how to win. Just like I went from farm town girl to Olympic swimmer, swam for USA from 85, 91, and 88 Olympics. I am tenacious and great at convincing others to support me. They feel good about themselves around me and value me, thus being okay with me being a winner. I feel like if I, like, the first time I would meet this person, like, hey, did you know I was in the Olympics? but
she came to the island with the medals on.
Oh, my God. That ties us back into Baywatch the movie.
That's how she's wondering. That's her luxury item. Were you in the Olympics? Maybe.
I didn't medal, but I got the souvenir.
Yeah. I'm really big in Germany.
I got the participation trophy.
Oh, my God. So, Jack, you're up first.
I'm looking at this picture, and it looks like Kristen Wiig doing a character. So when I saw the video, though, this picture doesn't look anything like her.
It kind of does.
I kind of, you know, I did like her attitude. She, again, another great athlete. I don't think there's a bad athlete. Anyone who's going to be bad at, you know, oh, this is the weakest person. You're going to look and go, who's the weakest?
Yeah, the heroes don't have a weak person, but that might be a weakness in that. There's not an easy first vote because of physicality.
It's going to come down to personality. I think she'll do all right, so I think she'll make the merge.
Okay, so you're saying merge. All right. I'm going to say pre-merge. There's a lot of personality kind of conflicts I see in the Heroes tribe. And for some reason, I just don't see them being successful right off the bat. That may be just a bad... It's also tough when there's three tribes because only one's going to go to the tribal council. But you never know a survivor. They'll change it up every 5 seconds anyway. But I think she's a pre-merge. Colleen, your thoughts?
I think that she's going to make the merge. And I think she's going to make the merge because I think that that team, the Heroes, are going to dominate. And I just don't think that they're going to go to tribal council that many times before we make it to the merge. So as long as she can make it to a swap and keep her head down, I think that there's a good chance that she goes to the merge.
All right. I think that's the last of the Heroes tribe. So looking back on it, we each had a final three out of this tribe. Colleen had the most merges, Jackie had the second most merges, and I had the least amount of merges from this tribe. So we'll see how that plays out. All right, next up is the Soko tribe healers. We got Cole Metters, Jessica Johnson, Rourke Luskin, Joe Mina, Mike Zaliski, and Desiree Williams. So let's kick it off here with Jessica Johnson from Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Three words to describe her: tenacious, congenial, and adventurous. I'm extremely physically and mentally resilient as well as disciplined. I am driven by failures, challenges, goals. I don't react solely on good feelings. When I sense there is something to be accomplished, my type A personality comes out. In the same breath, my sanguine personality always stands out as being a super social optimist, which will give me favor with other players. I could win Miss Congeniality of Survivor if there was such an award. So thoughts here. Who is up first? I think it is I. I'm going first.
Nope. I just went last, so what does that mean?
It means I go first.
Okay.
So let's see. Can you give me a quick reminder of this person?
Oh, Jessica. Yes, she's the Christian one who.
Oh yeah.
If she learns by stalking and watching YouTube, and she worries that she talks too much, and she's passionate and emotional, and she cries a lot, and she says what's in her heart, and she's wants like storm and hail and excitement and blindsides and all this stuff. Very pre-merge. Enthusiastic.
She's a nurse practitioner, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I wrote she's out early or she's the goat.
Yeah, I'm gonna say possibly. I'm just gonna do a little asterisk here. First one out. There you go, for me. All right, Colleen, you're up next.
Okay. Well, my note said she's either pre-merge or she's the goat that goes to the end.
So which way you go?
I will go goat that goes. I will say final three.
Oh, okay.
Because why not?
Final three, and you're saying goat. Not greatest of all time, just the person that they bring to the end.
Yes.
All right. Jack, your pick.
You know how she said she talks too much?
Yeah.
She had me for the first half of the video. The second half of the video, especially when she said she cries a lot, and you know how that can wear on people.
Yes.
She talks too much. I'm going to say she's pre-merge.
Okay.
She seems nice, and she, like I said, like first half of the video, I was like, this girl could go all the way. But then the second half of the video, I'm like, no.
She kind of like, to me, had that, and maybe I'm wrong and everybody can give me their hate mail, but she kind of had that like Nalia innocence kind of to her. Or maybe I'm just mixing up my blondes or something.
All right. Next up is Rourke Leskin.
I love her name.
It's a pretty neat name.
It's a pretty BA name.
Sarcastic, focused, and intelligent, with few exceptions. People usually like me. I'm great at compartmentalizing, so I have the ability to form genuine connections with people, but I'm not one to lose sight of why I'm on Survivor to be the winner. Colleen, you're up first.
All right. Let me remind myself who she was while we're on that subject of reminding ourselves. Social worker. Days when she's left the school in tears, and days when she's been happy of making a difference. She's a therapist as well. I noted she also picks up a lot of shells, and she says she owns the word bossy. Bossy is a positive word in her life, and always likes to correct people. She said she's not a good flirt, and she... Oh, this is the one that talked about killing the frog slowly.
Yes, the boiling water.
And Jay and I were looking at each other like, what?
I said, because the frog doesn't know it's dying. Why? Do you communicate with the frog?
Yeah, I'm going pre-merge.
This season might have the most pre-merge picks out of any podcast. Jack, you're up next.
Again, this is almost like the last one. She had me for part of the video, but then she started talking about killing the frog and how she's bossy and how she's not afraid to tell people her opinion. I go, that's not Survivor. Not gonna make it, so no, I'm gonna say pre-merge.
Okay. I'm gonna say merge just to be contrarian. It's as if the producers try to get out everybody to say like their worst traits in these videos. So I gotta give somebody a merge here. Can't keep saying pre-merge. So
if she's telling the truth, she could be the first one voted off.
All right. Next up is one of my favorite cast members based on the video. It's like, I'm homeless, but I totally choose to be, bro. Cole Medders. What's that, Jackie? Went away from the mic.
Is he the one from San Diego?
No, he's the wilderness therapy guide
right, okay,
currently
yeah.
Residing in Little Rock, maybe in his Prius. Because he chooses to, you know, he likes just being able to go out hiking or go do this.
He's also a thrill seeker.
Well, you can do it.
He's the one that said he takes trauma victims to the woods for 200 days for therapy.
I know I'm laughing. I shouldn't be laughing.
I
Jack,
should be
you
laughing.
Are it's up just, first.
I keep thinking of Dan. Hashtag Dan is a serial killer.
He seems Knuckle. Like a nice guy. I'll say he make. I don't know. I'll go with merge.
I'm going to say merge as well. Bad first impression aside, I think, you know, he might have some skills to get him further in the game. Colleen, what are your thoughts?
Sure, merge.
All right. Next
up. Did we all say merge?
We all said merge. We
Is that
had
the first time we've all agreed?
not first time ever, but this
the first one voted off.
Yeah. Next up is Joe Mina. This was the I titled him Tony 2.0. Three words describe him: real, confident, energetic. I can relate to people from all paths of life. I work in a diverse community with diverse backgrounds and age, religion, and social status. I can converse with anyone about anything. With these stories, I'll be able to manipulate individuals in my surroundings. I'm a likable, outspoken, and natural. In most things I do, nothing I do feels forced or uncomfortable. I'm well aware of my strengths and weaknesses. I'm not going to survive for vacation or fame. I'm going to be away from my children for 6 weeks and come back empty-handed. I'm not going to be away from my children and come back empty-handed.
That was Freudian, Jay.
Yeah, sorry. So I am up first here. I wasn't impressed with the skill set. Again, I kind of, it smacked of Tony 2.0 with the whole I can read people, et cetera, et cetera. But it might do him well enough to get to the merge, but I feel like he might grade on people and then get voted off. Colleen, your pick.
Well, let's see. He's a dude on a tribe in which we keep saying the women are all pre-merge, so I guess by default, he's merge.
Okay.
And I mean that in a total process.
You're saying merge?
Yeah.
Okay, Jack.
He's the one that taught himself how to swim, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So you he took private lessons.
He took private lessons.
Yes.
Yeah, he took private lessons. He learned how to swim. Now, did he teach himself how to do a fire? That's the... Because how many people don't learn how to make a fire? I don't know about this guy. I don't, like I said, he seems very cocky, very... Like I said, this whole crew seems... I'm going to say he's pre-merge.
Pre-merge.
My only other whatever in his favor is he seemed to be a lot more softer spoken than like a Tony. No?
Yeah. Not as like over the top.
It wasn't abrasive.
Next up is Desi Williams. Three words to describe: congenial, forthright, unremitting. What do you think you'll survive? Survivor: charm, witty, beauty, mental fortitude, physical strength. All of these traits and more will ensure I'm the sole survivor. Already in good shape, I will show up on the island in the strongest, quickest, most powerful and agile I've ever been. Apart from my childhood love of puzzles and games of logic and strategy, my mental sharpness will be at its peak. A natural
academician?
Academician.
Academic. That's totally not it.
Right.
Hey Siri.
I will arrive.
How do you say academician?
having not only watched but studied the game.
Checking on that. Okay, Siri doesn't know either.
if you combine those traits with my will to win and my expertise in gaining feigned camaraderie, I'm nearly unbeatable. Let's see who is first. Colleen is first.
She definitely has the beauty part down.
Gorgeous,
she is
gorgeous.
And was she Desi?
Desi, yeah.
Desi. Let me see. Do I have her on here? I mean, I clearly
you should.
Must.
We talked about her when we watched the video.
She's a physical therapist?
Yep.
Oh, I wrote her as Demi. does cartwheels and has amazing arms. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love her. I'm gonna say merge.
Okay.
My only concern with her is if she's all like, "I'm awesome at puzzles. I can go in," and then shoots herself in the foot by not doing well. But yeah, I am all in on her. I really, really like her.
All right, Jack, your pick.
My concern is she's too confident. And, you know, she is pretty. Will the other women not like her?
There's a lot of pretty women on this season, though.
I know, but she knows it.
Okay.
So she, you know how that could go. People don't like arrogant people. So, like I said, if she is what she says, she could be final three.
I know. I was thinking that, too.
So I'm going to go with what she said. But I'm worried about Colleen, where she goes, I'm the puzzle master. And then they can't solve the puzzle. And they go, you're out of here. Because she does seem like someone who's going to jump in there and say, yeah, I can do this. Let me do this. And I'll go final three.
There you go. You can't see me, Jack, but I was giving you the...
wrap it up.
Moving on. She is a final three pick for me.
Oh, man.
And the front runner... for my pick to win it all, I really liked her video. I really liked how she carried herself. I'm
flirted with the camera and we bought it.
Man, I want to pick her final three
then
now.
Then you can change it.
No, because if she doesn't go to the final three, but she makes it to the merge, then I get a point over you guys.
Well, 2 points if we're doing this weighted point thing.
Yeah, you know about that way more than me. You're the only one that knows how to tally the votes.
Are you sure? This is your last chance, Colleen? I'm giving you the door to change yours to a final three.
Sure, I'll go final three. I really enjoyed her as well.
I'm surprised you did, because we both talked about it. We loved her.
I know. I couldn't tell if I had, like, a girl crush on her or if she was actually awesome. Oh, this next dude, though.
Which tells you skills. Oh, boy.
This next dude is my freaking favorite out of every single one that we watched.
Mike Zaleski.
The urologist.
The sexual... What was it? Sexual...
Hold on.
Issues, therapist.
Yeah, sexual dysfunction and something else, because we were laughing, because we were giggling so hard at specializing in sexual dysfunction that I missed the second thing he said. This is the dude whose kid was named after Ethan Zahn because it's his wife's celebrity hall pass. And I loved him because he even made a joke about Ethan potentially being his son's baby daddy because he lived really close to him. I love this guy. And although he is likely pre-merge, I really, 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 really want to see him through the finale.
Colleen, unfortunately, you are not the first one to talk about this gentleman. It is Jack. What are your thoughts?
I didn't watch one video.
And no, you missed the best one. You seriously missed the best one.
So I'm just going to say pre-merge because I don't know anything about him.
You probably are right.
All right. Pre-merge from Action Jackson. That means I'm up next. I'm going to say merge for this guy, even though I think he came off a little geeky. And a little...
He's America's dad.
Does he look athletic? Because everyone on this...
I mean, he's not unathletic.
He kind of looked like something. Steven Fishback in 10 years.
Eyes over everything?
Like an little older version of Fishback.
I can see a merge. I could see him...
In the face.
Working his way into the merge. Don't know about final three, though. Colleen, your pick.
I'm going to say merge because I like this dude and I really want to give him a chance. I want to throw some good vibes out there for this season that's already pre-taped.
All right.
Hustlers.
Now we are on to the final tribe, the Hustlers.
They had the best videos, though.
They
overall.
Yeah, they have. They have some good ones here. So we got Devin Pinto, Patrick Bolton, Allie Elliott, Lauren Rimmer, Ryan Ulrich, and Simone Nguyen. So let's jump into this here. We'll start off with the burnt ginge, Sir Patrick Bolton. Persistent, playful, and thankful. Persistent, playful with crabs, and thankful. I believe that I can withstand the challenges in every facet. I can solve puzzles, work well with my team, strategize, in most cases, beat out my competitors with my endurance. I can take on the outdoor elements. Are you sure? I can fish. I can build. I can build a shelter and probably start a fire. I'm good at bonding with others. We can get great friendship. And strategy so that my team will not want to eliminate me. I'll be too valuable to get rid of, but will not outperform to look like a threat. So Patrick Bolton, I am first on Sir Patrick. I'm going to say I'm always concerned when the editors put in the goofy, weird B-roll.
Like crab catching?
Yeah, crab catching.
He also talked about his pet rattlesnake.
Yeah. So a little weird in this video, but I still liked him. And, I get labeled an anti-Gingite. I got some good vibes from him. I think he's at least a merge candidate. So I'm going to say merge for Patrick Bolton. Patrick Michael Bolton. Jack, Colleen, you're up.
This is tough because my gut says pre-merge, but I also feel like he might be able to like friend it up and make it to the merge. So I'll say merge as well.
All right, Jack.
Calling it now. He gets medevaced out.
Medivac.
Oh. Yeah,
do you want to wager any of your season points on that?
Severe sunburn.
So. Sun poisoning.
I mean, he's already red. I mean, it's just...
like ripe, tomato.
Dude, you better be wearing shirts the whole time. Because you're not gonna be able to sleep. You're gonna be uncomfortable. You know when you get a bad sunburn,
yeah,
you would know.
The worst.
You get a bad sunburn, you can't sleep. This is if you're in a house with air conditioning. Can you imagine on an island? I'm gonna say he seemed a little too cocky for me, so I'm gonna say pre-merge.
Okay.
So I
had no problem with him, but you know the whole crab thing and the snakes and wasn't he carrying some wood on his back too and walking around with it, or was that someone else?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm pretty sure he, well, maybe he had the wood, but I didn't write that down. I just noted all of the crab catching or lack of there.
All right. Next up is Alexandra Allie Elliott from Eastvale, California, celebrity assistant to a YouTube celebrity I'd never heard of, but good for her. Three words to describe you: vivacious, ambitious, and smart. I'm pretty well-rounded individual, and I feel I can excel at the social, physical, and mental aspects of Survivor. My time is now. Allie, I believe, Jack, you are... No, sorry. Colleen is up first.
I'm going to say pre-merge.
Pre-merge, okay.
I do. I don't think this team is going to... Like, logically, this team is probably not going to win all of the challenges, so you got to start thinking, okay, who out of the groups... are the historically most typically to go first. I'm not saying it's generally a woman, but it's generally a woman. So I'm going to say that Ellie is pre-merge.
Okay. Jack, you are up.
I'm going to say she's assistant to someone I've never heard of on YouTube to being on Survivor. I think she makes merge.
Okay.
For that reason alone.
She's also beautiful, by the way.
Yeah, gorgeous. I'm going to say this is my third and final three pick.
Ooh.
Really like the personality. Really like what she brought to it. Subtle, not over the top. I think, especially being an assistant for like a celebrity type personality, you have to be able to deal with egos, I think, and be able to kind of check your own ego and be able to work well with probably big egos, which is something you need to be good at in Survivor. So I'm giving her my final three pick.
Wow.
All right. Next up is Simone.
Yeah, I will.
Go ahead.
I did like going back to Ellie that she says she didn't want to do too much because the person that does too much gets voted out.
Yeah.
And I think that just from the stuff that she was saying, absolutely very well could make the merge, but I'll stick with my pre-merge because I don't really have a whole lot of them, so...
All right. That means, Jack, you're up on first with Simone.
I don't really remember much about her. I'm just going to say pre-merge. I know I watched the video, but I can't remember.
Colleen, can you give us any reminders here?
Yes, I can. She's a diversity advocate. She's like honest with others about feelings. She believes in constructive confrontation. That was the point where we were like, yep,
she's definitely pre-merge. She could be the first one voted off.
I think I mixed her up with Allie, actually.
Too late.
To back. Oh, well.
I am saying pre-merge as well. Was not a fan. I'm sorry, Simone. Just didn't seem to be too self-aware and... yeah.
I'm also going to go with pre-merge, and that is mainly, again, because anytime you go on Survivor and say you love confrontation.
Constructive confrontation.
I like fighting with people.
We're not all the queen staying queen here, and I don't think...
I'm going to steal sandwiches from Alan.
Next up is the stereotypical San Diegan, so much so that whenever people ask me, you're from San Diego? I thought you would be like so-and-so. This is the person they're thinking of. Devin Pinto from Carlsbad, California, current residence Solana Beach, California. He's a surf instructor.
Dude.
Like the second freaking coming of Taylor, the ski instructor.
A little bit. A little bit mixed with that with Joey Amazing, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. This is the guy that they were trying to make happen. Like, yeah. Malcolm Light, a.k.a. Joey Amazing.
Yeah.
Heavy.
But confident, optimistic, and joyful. When everyone is too busy either loving me or understanding me, I'm going to be picking them off one by one until I'm the sole survivor. Every single Mino challenge is mine. I'll have everyone's vote at the end because they will all love me so much.
I'll say merge.
Wait.
Sorry.
I believe I am up here first. I'm going to say merge on probably talent.
He does have a real estate license, Jay.
Like everybody, I could, you know, that's like, oh, I have a real estate license. I mean, okay, so you're in between jobs. Okay.
That means that you took a really hard test and passed it.
You're right. No judging here.
I'm a terrible standardized test taker, so I probably couldn't ever say I had a real estate license.
All right. Surf instructor / real estate agent, Colleen, you're up here.
I'll say merge. And then before we move on, Mandy wanted to know, she said, I can't wait to find out if Cole or Devin is replacing Ken as a 10. So homeless dude or surf instructor?
No, he's not homeless. He's just living in his car because that's better for him.
Prius dweller or or surf instructor?
Seen it.
I don't know. I have to decide. I have to see them a little bit more. I'm not a big fan of either at the moment. Jack, your final call here for Devin.
He's going to be one of my final three.
Okay. Yeah, Colleen, I don't think you did your final three. You're still short a final three. That was Jack's last final three.
Am I really?
But next up is Lauren Rimmer.
Oh, man. I got a pick.
From Beaufort, North Carolina.
She's a fish lady, right?
She's a fisherman.
Oh, God.
I catch the fish.
She's the one that talked a little bit too much on her video.
A little bit. But I liked her. She's going to be your final three. Outgoing, adventurous, and easygoing. I've always been a survivor in everything I have obtained with through perseverance, personal risk, or all climate weather conditions, hard work, and working with the public. I've always put myself on the line and always will. Give a quick little bit reminder of some of the negatives here. There's just a couple I just felt was a little too type A for me that I think that she wouldn't play well with others. But Colleen, you are the first pick here.
I know. How many do we have left?
Just one, I think.
So I have to use final three for my next two. I did not do my math correctly.
Love who's next, so pick it right.
Well, I only have one final three, correct?
Well, yeah, only one final three left.
So oh, I only have one left.
Yeah, only
so
one.
So I've picked two final threes.
You have picked two.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. I really thought that I was going to have to default to the last one.
Yeah, your final threes are JP and Desi.
Desi, I loved her. I'm gonna go with pre-merge for Lauren.
Okay.
I don't know who's next, but it sounded like it could be a really
just
fun
don't,
adventure.
Don't advance right, the next right. person. Yeah, I want right. to get the reaction.
Okay.
That's gonna be your final.
It
three
sounded
pick.
Like it could be a fun adventure.
Jack, what's your thoughts here?
My, if they win like fishing gear and she goes out and loses it, maybe I don't know. Because you know she's volunteer. I hate to say pre-merge, but I'm going to say pre-merge.
Pre-merge.
We're all picking the single mom as pre-merge.
Yeah.
We're awful people.
Why are you going to make it about that? I'm just making it on their just 1 minute of watching them on video. Very pre
Yeah, I'm pre-judging.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to pick.
I'm pre-judging and pre-merging.
Hold on.
Poor
hold
Lauren.
On. Can I just say that this is a direct quote from Jay Glatfelder upon watching this video. Is she just saying all the ways that she's going to lose?
All right. Colleen, advance to the next slide here for your final three pick.
Okay, I'm scared. I don't know who it could be.
The picture is perfect. It's a headshot as opposed to all these other full body shots. Ryan Ulrich.
I'm gonna own it. Final three, baby.
Oh Lord.
He took speech lessons.
Okay. But here's my thing. Okay, he couldn't say ours, which I don't want to criticize. I mean, my own sister worked through speech therapy, all that kind of stuff. So nothing against it. But don't all like people from New Jersey drop the R's? Isn't that just like a New Jersey thing?
No, excuse me. I don't know about New Jersey, but I know on Long Island, we add R's to the end sometimes of, like, my mom says, what's the word that my mom and
sore?
my sister both
saw,
say?
Saw. They say saw sore. So,
no, but there's another word, and they say it, but they add the R to the end, and we're always like, what?
Anyway.
I'll think of it.
But yeah, kudos to working through that.
No, but my note for him was bellhop.
Jack goes first.
Oh
here.
My God.
Sorry.
Woof. Whoa.
I'll say he does. I think he's a merger.
Okay.
Wait, what's his name? He's my final.
Ryan
three.
Ulrich. Okay. I'm going to say merge as well. I think he has some talents there. I think he has final three potential, but I think there's some stronger people out there.
Oh, my God.
There.
If this dude wins and I got this by default, I'm going to love it so much.
Colleen, this is your final three by
okay.
default.
So my note about him was bellhop from New Jersey who has done almost as many jobs as Debbie. thinks he's gonna fly under the radar to be control in the end. He kind of gave me, and maybe it's just the nerdy brunette thing, or he kind of gave me Adam Klein vibes.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's.
I think he's good. Like honestly, even though it's your final three by default, I think he's got some skills. I think he could do well.
Yeah.
I think he could do well. Like,
I think
fly under the radar
well.
and hang around long enough and be good enough at the social game that he could get to the end.
I will say this. He was one of the least obnoxious ones. And
so
obnoxious in the,
him.
Like, overconfidence. So he does have that. That means he's not going to have a clash of personalities, likely. He could David Wright it,
mm-hmm.
you know, where he has, like,
yeah,
this redemption story and then becomes the big threat.
Yep.
So, yeah. Thanks, Survivor Gods and Universe. This dude's going to win.
All right. Well, there you have it. Those are all our picks for Season 35, Heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers. Gotta love the alliteration.
And if you would like to make your own picks, I know there's a fantasy league that's been set up by Christy for the patrons. So if you're a patron and want to be a part of that fantasy league, shoot me a message or you know, go in the Facebook page or whatever. We'll figure it out. We'll get you in that group. Let us know before Wednesday when it starts.
But you have to be a patron. And speaking of patrons, I want to thank patrons that make this show possible, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Molly the Millennial, and Ed the Letter Carrier.
The creepy mailman, as we call him.
We don't pick who we think is going to win?
Yeah, we got your winner's pick.
No, winner pick is after
the first episode. That's right. We changed that because we complained about it, Jack.
I don't know. I think it's always been the case. We watch one episode, and then you can make your final pick for winner.
All right.
It's okay. It's okay.
Because it doesn't have to be one of our final three, right?
Team Mike.
It technically does not have to be. Technically does not have
it
to be.
It does not.
Team
Mike all the way.
Give us
He's
a call.
Fulfill that Ethan's on.
We usually record
connection.
Right after the episode airs. So since it is airing this Wednesday, look for our podcast episode either Wednesday night or early Thursday morning. If you'd like to get your feedback into that show, you just got to call right away, 385-309-0311. Call anytime or send an email to survivorjjc@gmail.com.
Which I don't think we got any emails, but while I look, can you imagine, though, if Mike goes on to win, would he then become his wife's own celebrity hall pass?
No.
We'll see. All right, that will do it for this preview
not
episode.
Chasing a dream. I don't know what is.
We'll see you guys later this week for our new season of Survivor with J. Jack and Colleen, following a new season of Survivor, Heroes versus Healers versus Hobos. No, Hustlers. Until then, hasta luego and goodbye.
Peace out.